Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, we'll get into the more important things of the weekend, but I just love that a guy like Jeff Hoffman has that moment, and like he gives him two innings. Like when you get moments, it's not just the star players carrying you. It's not just like...
Well, Johan Rojas coming up and just having moments all weekend long. Moments, man. Like, it's that kind of stuff.
Like having the confidence to go to Jeff Hoffman in that situation. Like, here's, give us two innings. Even one inning, you're like, all right, that's a win.
How about Marte coming in yesterday and just like a super important, like they could have lost the game there. The game was about to be over. Marte comes in, boom, stems the tide. Like a lot of that, dude.
They're,
a lot of that.
And what I like is that they're finally starting to impose their will on teams. Like the way they're winning right now is like, sure, the offense is starting to do its thing. The starting pitching this weekend wasn't great.
No, actually.
But it feels like they're starting to be like, all right, we're going to find a way to win this game. And what makes that exciting is that it felt like early in the season, it was like if they didn't go up big early, they weren't going to win.
Yep.
And if it was a tie game, they would find a way to lose it. And what they're starting to do right now is they're starting to find ways to win games. And that's what we saw from June on last year, even when Harper got hurt, whatever, is they started to figure out ways to win games. And that's what they're doing right now. And they buried a team that doesn't believe in themselves, which is good. They didn't let them have... I mean,
It felt like Friday, and then taking Lee on Saturday, it felt like, all right, and then when Machado hit that homer, it's like, okay, so maybe the Padres do have it back. Like, maybe this team has it. And the Phillies just run away with it.
Yeah, And the Padres are a perfect example of, like, you can go get as many stars as you want.
Dude, they have so much freaking talent. It is absurd.
It's absurd.
Like,
now,
it's silly.
Their bullpen is atrocious.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that lineup is stacked. And they got high-end talent.
Hold on. What about the Phillies lineup, man? Drew Ellis.
I know, right?
Johan Rojas. I mean, what the heck? They won two games this weekend, started by Drew Ellis, Johan Rojas. And,
yeah,
like,
it's
and
a great point,
Sosa.
Man.
I mean, I guess it was so vintage.
Garrett Stubbs started one of them.
Dude, I love Stubbsy, man.
The Stubbs drag bun is my favorite.
It's the best thing ever.
My favorite thing that the Phillies do. He's great at it. Like, he's a phenomenal drag bunder.
It's actually something that if they get into postseason
it's
games...
It's like a weapon. That thing is a weapon.
They can use it.
Yeah, no doubt.
They can use that as against... So,
like pinch hitting against a tough lefty or so. Like, I mean, like he can get the ball where it needs to go.
Especially because lefties fall off the opposite side of the mound.
You're damn right, buddy.
He pulls
it. That's
what
I'm saying.
Yeah. Dude, Garrett Stubbs, again, we've talked about this a lot. Like, the guy won the Johnny Bench Award in 2015 for being the top college...
unbelievable.
And it's so funny how people talk about him. Like, he's just like, oh, it's so cute.
Look at little Garrett. Little guy.
Dude, he's like one of the best... He's the best catcher in baseball in college in 2015. Like, what are we talking about? It is crazy. But it just... They are... And being able to come back in three straight, you know, it tricks you into thinking, okay, we can do this against anyone. And they didn't let they stepped on a throat all weekend rather than like, okay, let the Padres have life. And
they swept a doubleheader, Jack.
Well, that's not possible.
I it's the first time it's happened in my lifetime. I'm sure of that. They've definitely never done it before.
It has to be.
Yeah.
I think the Rojas call up, like, it reminds me a lot of when they would bring up Maton, and he had that little bit of like spark and energy.
And
I think Kyle Schwarber talked about this. He was like,
Harper did too.
About how like when veterans are around for a while, it's like you kind of not lose the love for the game, but you're like, just another day of playing baseball. And then they see a kid come up and be that excited, be that into it. It gives them a little
It's infectious.
Yeah, you know what? This is baseball's great.
Totally. Like,
we are you know, major leaguers and all that stuff.
I mean, think about first and foremost. I mean, this is the High Hopes podcast. Like, We watched Johan Rojas play in the major leagues. Like, how long? I feel like we've talked about him for 5 freaking years on this podcast. Amazing he's only 21 or 22 or whatever.
Yeah, 22.
It's hard to believe that he's still that young for how long we've talked about him on this show. Mm-hmm. Like, we saw him play, man. He had a great weekend. It was super. Like, he is a phenomenal fielder, man. Like, that throw, like, that's one of the better throws we've seen. Like, who's the last Phillies outfielder who made a throw like that?
Like Victorino.
Victorino, what I mean, dude. That's what I mean.
Tyler Goodell to Cameron Rowe, obviously. Who could forget? But the Johan Rojas
Vince
thing,
Velasquez.
Vince Velasquez. Johan Rojas, a couple thoughts. One, if anyone throws him a fastball, they should be fired.
I know.
Like, just,
I know.
Just break, throw him a bunch of curveballs. Like, see what happens. If he hits a home run off a slider, like, you could just tip your cap. So, like, he definitely has some ways to go with the play. Like, 100%. Another thought is, like, just, I need it one time. I don't know if it's going to happen because when he gets healthy, we'll see.
Apache,
Rojas, and Marsh.
Can you imagine?
Just to see what that would look like.
One of the best defensive outfields we've ever seen.
Ever. I mean, all time.
Legitimately. It's like, 3 center fielders.
Dude, like, and let me tell you something. Now, I don't remember the young version of this player, so I'm curious to see if you buy it.
Uh-huh.
Lot of Andrew Jones comps. Like,
wow.
Defensively.
I mean, Andrew Jones is legitimately one of the best defensive center fielders of our lifetime.
I know.
When he was young, dude, the ground that dude covered was, I can't go Andrew Jones.
Good.
But, like, Rojas is phenomenal out there. Like, he covers a ton of ground. And the arm's great.
I still think Pache is better.
He might be. I think Pache might be better.
I think
too.
He's better.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not his. Like, it was an insignificant play because of the ninth inning. I mean, he turned the wrong way on the Soto play on Saturday. So, I mean, it was awesome. I think his personality. I think how happy he was to be here. I think that lit a fire under the guys. Like, you know what? This is cool. Like, let's go out and, like, I don't know, be a little bit excited for the game.
Yeah.
And I thought that I actually felt like it. Now, I know the Pache thing happened and whatever, but I think it was a bit strategic, too, by Dave Dombrowski. Like, this kid is happy, and he knows the importance of adding in a dynamic like that into a locker room.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I think Dombrowski's got a great feel for that type of stuff, and I absolutely believe that. We had talked about when we first saw it was either an injury or is it a showcase. Then the Pache news comes out, you know, which is upsetting because we were really excited about Pache. They say he'll be back this year. We'll see. A screw take it out of the elbow, but that was a bummer.
Oh, it was protruding out of his elbow.
Can you imagine, dude? Like what
looking
the hell?
Down and being like holy cow.
That's not supposed to happen. You'll probably get that taken care of, huh?
Yeah. And it's like, because Pache.
It stinks.
It feels like.
He finally feels like he kind of got something going in his first time in his career, you know?
Torn meniscus and then this. It's just like, it's like, what unlucky season from hell. I don't know. It's. I don't think it's showcasey because obviously now he could be done for the year.
Yeah.
But definitely when it first came up, I was like, maybe just like to say he played the major leagues and has that play and whatnot. So I don't know.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, look, again, the ability, if nothing else in the Pache role, the ability, he's not as good a hitter, which is an absurd thing to say. Then we're talking about Pache.
That's right.
Bad.
You're talking about a 320 hitter there.
But like,
that's a Hall of Famer.
That is an important piece to come up because Pache did matter for this team as a defense. And look, especially now, like, we haven't gotten to it, but apparently Bryce Harper's about to play first base this week. So, like, all of a sudden, the whole get Schwarber out of left field. All right, who's playing left field now? You know, they've got a lot of situations here to figure out. And I know trades down the road were only, it's only like 3 weeks, dude.
Because
let's go!
I was so consumed with draft stuff that I was like, oh, bleep. You know, it's we're two weeks away from the trade deadline.
Yeah, it's
July's
like
a big month. If your team's like in it and like you care about your team,
oh, yeah.
You got the draft and the trade deadline in 1 year. I mean, that's a big month of baseball.
It's a big month of baseball. Especially for you.
We'll get to the draft.
No, don't worry.
I was not going to bring that up, although I do have all my notes.
I know. Well, I saw your tweet where your tweet for the pod was, we'll talk about the draft and the Phillies taking 3-4-2. Don't worry. I'll get a full breakdown
of the draft.
Can't wait.
But and obviously, as we get closer to the deadline, we'll have like our finalized perfect trade deadline plans.
We always do.
But overall, like, this is, it reminds me so much. Now, 08 was different because, you know, they didn't make the big splashes. But it reminds me of the 09, 10, 11 deadlines where it's like, I think they're going to go get a dude. Like, I think they're going to go get some. Like, I would be surprised if it's just like Adam Duvall.
Right.
And
what they did last year, essentially.
Like, although, I mean, a Duvall Paxton. A little.
Well, how long have we been asking for Duvall?
Well,
I mean, it's like almost like just bring us out of Duvall already.
Well, and there's no bigger sucker on planet Earth than me and James Paxton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Maple. I'll go back to
Big
Maple.
Yeah, well, don't throw out Big Maple because you don't know what that is. Because I texted you and you read it at 3:30 in the morning.
I was confused in the moment. All right. Then I was like, oh, yeah, I remember.
You're like, oh, great movie. Like, what are you talking about?
I got confused. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, he's Canadian. Yeah. Big Maple. Yeah. Got it.
Well, Topper and Big Maple together? I mean,
it's true. If a Canadian, like.
Yeah, maybe they could put out the wildfires.
That's right. Get Joey Votto down here.
Yes. I'm sure the Reds are selling.
The wildfire. Yeah, the Reds are selling.
Yeah. Get Pivetta back, too.
Oh, buddy.
Pivetta's the new Foles?
Oh, God.
What? Who said that? What idiot?
Yeah, who said that? Nobody said
that. No one said that.
No one would say that.
Similar.
Yeah.
Both great.
Yes. Speaking of Foles.
Clutch.
Speaking of Foles, why don't we get to
how are you transitioning this into a Nick Foles point?
I'm a freaking pro. Let's get to someone who is clutch. Something we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Because he should be the leadoff hitter for this team. Because all they do is win when this guy is in the leadoff spot. Big clutch weekend for Schwarber. I mean, the dude had a go-ahead homer, or a tying homer, a go-ahead homer, a walk-off sack fly, the lead single late in the game. Like it was obviously we're talking about like the three homers over the weekend, but like
it was big single.
Yeah, and the big single, and then the sack. Like, it wasn't just that he kind of got the power going. It was like these were big hits Kyle Schwarber had this weekend.
Yeah, and he's in those positions because he's batting leadoff.
Exactly. Yeah, good
point. He would not have had a 3-run home run. He would not have had this is because he's batting leadoff.
I thought he didn't hit home runs with runners on base. That's what I was told.
All he does is hit pointless solo home runs.
Yeah,
it was a tough weekend for the Schwarber babies.
Is this the complainers?
Tough weekend for the Schwarber babies.
Schwarber babies is strong.
Thank you.
I'm very in on Schwarber babies.
And I guess so. There's a couple things. One, obviously, I'm not an idiot. I know the pitching staff has been.
I like they say it like I'm not an idiot.
Well,
God.
It's just like these people are so annoying that they like the pitching's been great. I know.
Yeah, thanks.
We
buddy.
Get it.
Yeah, I
watch. I get it. I know. I know the pitching's been great. I get it. I'm just saying that when you are 26-11 with the guy batting leadoff, you're not putting someone else there. Like, I'm sorry. It's over. I'm sorry he doesn't steal bases. I love that people bring up the OBP. It's like, okay, he's also fourth in the league in walks or whatever. So like, yes, the OBP could be higher if he's batting 230, his OBP is what? 360?
Yeah, 370? Something like that.
Just relax. The batting average is annoying. I get it. But when he does like this weekend is what he can do. And it's not lost on me that it was they lose Friday night. And I feel like he was, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, let's figure it out. Because he's usually a laid back, like, we'll get it going, don't worry. And I saw a different demeanor from them. Like, I thought Friday night they played, like, I was prepared. Yeah, again, I do not handle Phil's losses. I was getting prepared to be like, dude, are they ever going to win games at home this year? Like, is that going to be their thing where they're just tight? They're just tight at home all year and they can't get out of their own way and they're trying to do too much and whatnot. So I thought they looked tight on Friday night. And then I just think that when Schwarber does what Schwarber does, it causes an exhale effect on everyone else on the team. And and they just let him go do his thing.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.